Ablution. Ablution or wudu is to wash with water face, arms, head and feet, in a particular way defined by Islam with the intention of worship, and the requirements are 1. Belief in Islam, sanity and sense of discrimination. 2. Intention. 3. Clean water. 4. Removal of anything that prevents skin contact with water, wax or dough on some spots, or nail varnish. 5. Cleaning the private parts after discharge. 6. Immediate progress from one action to the next. 7. Following the proper order. 8. Washing all the parts/organs that are required to be washed. Obligations. 1. Washing one's whole face. 2. Washing one's arms up to the elbows. 3. Wiping one's head with one's wet hand. 4. Washing one's feet up to the ankles. 5. Following the proper order. 6. Continuous progress, one part immediately after the one before it, without delay. Recommended Sunnah acts. 1. Saying, in the name of Allah at the beginning. 2. Brushing one's teeth. With siwak. 3. Washing one's hands 3 times at the start. 4. Rubbing one's face to ensure that one's wet fingers go through one's thick beard. 5. Starting with the right hand or foot, as the Prophet did. 6. Washing one's face, hands and feet 3 times. 7. Rinsing one's mouth. 8. Cleaning one's nose. 9. Wiping one's ears using one's forefinger to wipe the inside of one's ears and one's thumb to wipe the outside. 10. Glorification after the ablution. The Prophet, PBUH, used to say, I bear witness that there is no deity other than Allah, he has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. 11. Economy in using water. What invalidates the ablution? 1. A discharge through one's private parts, urine, stools, semen, blood or wind, of any amount. 2. A discharge of impurity from any part of the body. 3. Loss of the mental faculty, as in the case of sleep. 4. Touching one's private parts directly, without cover. What does not invalidate ablution? Touching a person of the other sex skin to skin. Bleeding from any part of the body other than the normal one, whether through injury, medical treatment or nasal bleeding, regardless of the amount. Vomit, regardless of its amount. Eating camel meat. Doubting whether one's ablution has been invalidated. The invalidation must be ascertained. Loud laughter during the prayer. Washing a dead person to prepare him for burial. Ablution is required for praying, performing tawaf, reading Quran. Ablution is recommended for glorifying Allah, before going to bed, after intercourse if want to have a second one, before taking a bath or ghusl,